to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
It's confirmed. All you guys here are hypocrites. All of you.
What happened?
Every single one of you here.
What happened?
Fucking hypocrites.
What happened? What happened? What happened?
The crew, though.
What happened?
Everyone in this room, except me.
Except me.
What happened?
Remember, we recorded Wednesday last week to drop on Thursday, right?
Yes.
So there was a video doing the rounds on social media of Cubs and Black Coffee playing.
Yeah.
And then Cubs played horses.
Yes, yes.
But
that.
None of y'all mentioned it.
I didn't see it.
You just said you saw it.
You posted it, right? And we saw it after we recorded all the episodes. It's because of that.
Sal, you live on social media, dog. Don't tell me you saw it when I posted it in the group.
No. I had seen it, but after we recorded the episode, that thing broke. Dude, that set was played on Sunday.
And you saw it on Thursday.
That's it.
Hey.
It's from Sunday. When did Cubs play? Last week Sunday, right?
Bro, and God forbid it was a Slay Queen. Hey.
Hold on. Hey. Mac, hold on.
You niggas would be going to town with it.
Mac, hold on, bro. They played
hypocrites.
Dude, we haven't recorded an episode since that thing broke. The set was on Sunday. We record on Saturday. We dropped on Monday. The set.
So you're arguing something.
When did the set happen?
So.
Okay. Help me.
This is what Mac is.
Thursday.
No.
Yes. Yes. And nobody brought it up. Not even a single person.
Nah, bro, I completely skipped my mind. It completely skipped my mind. No. But I did see it, I think, on like Tuesday. Completely skipped my mind, bro. Wow.
But had it been the Slay Queen, oh my God.
You were going to bring it up. You're the one who don't like them Slay Queens. You were going to bring it up.
Yo, but that was bad, man. He's got to lose some G points, Kabza. Kabza's my boy. Everybody knows I'm a Kabza stan.
I love
him to bits.
Yeah,
but that's got to reduce some G points.
Nah, you're being too harsh, man.
Whoa!
You can redeem yourself.
Guys, keep the same energy, guys. Keep the same energy.
I think it was just nerves, man. And also... He looked uncomfortable. He looked very nervous. Let's be honest, guys.
As the DJ who's played back to back with Coffee in New York.
The DJ who had Coffee open for him. Okay.
It can get nerve wracking.
So what are you saying? Hold your horses. What are you saying?
No, I'm saying people didn't keep the same energy. If that was a Slay Queen, dude, it would be everywhere, but no one spoke about it.
But on Twitter, people are having a laugh. Obviously, the room is divided, right? There's people who are like, yeah, but he looked nervous. It was Coffee, and it's a genre he doesn't normally play. I mean, he's played Afro. We've seen him play Afro, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's another camp that's like, ha, it happens to a lot of people, jokes, ha, 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 ha. But it doesn't wipe out Kamsa's whole thing now, like his whole legacy and his ability. And he's still Goa.
Yeah.
He's still the king, bro, of Amapiano. It was horrible. I agree. It's like, ish, you know? And you sort of feel like, hey, how do you want to find a hole, you know, and hide? Because it's like, dog,
did
and
you
it's
see Coffee
being recorded.
When the horse started, it's like, which one is
this? Of course, man, of course. But shame, man, you know? It happens, bro. Mm. It happens. Anything can happen up there, hey?
Yeah.
And that was testament to that. Anything can happen up there.
Yeah.
Have you guys had that happen to you recently?
No, not recently. But when we first started.
Legs of Thunder. Devon July and Volcom. How do you like it? Jesus.
I'm talking about not the first time when you're still playing in
New everyone.
I'm just saying now, any mistakes.
Well, we're talking about. Yeah, we're talking about recently because remember, we were out of the scene for a few years.
Yeah.
Then when we got, when we started the podcast, we started getting bookings.
Yeah.
So I remember, I won't forget this one. It was an all white party, I think.
It was Valcom.
Valcom,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Prince KB was there, Basta 929.
Kanyaku. I was like, and she was so excited and amped for us to play.
So Kanyaku was at the front of the
stage.
Yeah, looking at us, right?
Oh, okay.
It's me and Sol.
Yeah.
So I rocked the, I think Sol rocked the fence.
You better up, man.
It was Sol's fault.
Okay. That was funny, man. Lando Kanyako was there, like, everybody's like, we didn't hear it. This KB, Pastor, Funafuna. It's like, yo, man, I'm, where them kids at? Everybody's like, shit, people are taking sips. I am there taking cables. Maybe it's the sound, so that's funny, I remember, right? Yeah, that shit happens, man, you know. But like, it was like my first gigs in like years literally, you know.
We're a bit rusty.
Yeah.
Hey, Sol put me under the bus. He's meant to cue in the next song, right? So he's there listening, I'm trapped. Now there's 1 minute song, 1 minute left on the song. He's like, hey, man, I...
This is Rambi Mike. Hey, what's up, my sip? That is a man. Kali Kokolo. My dad is Rambi Mike. All right. Yeah, I won't forget that day.
Oh, man, that was hilarious. Anyway, Henda, what do you mean? Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So, Pinduka is here.
Yeah.
Tibbler is here. Coast Ladies here. What is that, man? What dress is that? Which one is this?
It's nice and colorful, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dress.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dress. Do I look nice? Is what else you're trying to say?
Yeah, you look nice.
Oh, thank
you. It's different, but it's beautiful, man.
Thank you.
I like it.
I look like a lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, is that what you wore in Bloom? Is that why Mnaga was going crazy in Bloom?
Hey, Mnaga, yay! That is cork.
Can't do that one,
you know. Hey, going around the club, can't do that one. That's all the plan. I'm like, you ain't the Mnaga. I'm like, wait, dog, she's your wife, bro. That man loves it. It's like, that's a bad God. I was like, that is love right there. That's true love. After how many years and two kids, and he's still like, sort of love. I'm like, geez, why are you so stiff, bro? Loosen up.
I know, Mama Sol.
Oh, man. That's gonna be the funniest shit I've ever heard. Oh, that shit is funny, man. It's 3 a.m. We're in the club. Ghost lady, they're twerking. Mnaga's
like, I heard Sol set, I heard Meg, it's time for my set now. Glad at me. It's time for my performance. That's my word. Oh, Mnaga.
Dude is here, Tabang is here, Tato's here. Neo's here, Fat Checker is here. Well, Fat Checker and Tato, they're still young. They don't need to do that.
Drunk in love. It's beautiful. It's young love. They're drunk in love, you know.
Simpio is here. And most of all, you are here. Dude, you check out the Dubai floods. What's going on there, man?
It's nuts, bro, to think it's a desert also. But I think it's the cloud seeding that has been taking place. I suspect that. So, you know.
It down. Just give context. What's the cloud seeding?
It's manipulating the clouds to get rain.
The thing they wanted to do, yeah?
Yeah, they're doing it, aren't they?
They're really doing it, yes.
Yeah, I suspect it may be that. And also, the drainage system is bad because they don't get that much rain anyway. So it never, like, there's never a downpour like that, you know? So I believe their drainage system doesn't have the capacity. Fact checker, please bring the facts.
Yes, the Independent has confirmed that it was due to the cloud seeding.
Yeah,
oh, for real.
Yeah. So they fly up like airplanes or drones or whatever up to the sky. Then they release some chemicals to facilitate precipitation, which is the drop of rain or snow in some parts of the world.
Well, so what are you manifestation? Then
love action manifestation. That's science. Straight up science.
Yeah. They didn't pay $2,000, you know, and got the rain. Yeah, but it is that. So yeah, that's what happens when you fuck around, find out, play God. You know what I mean? Like when we play God. But then again, it's as humans, we've got the capacity as well, you know, to.
So God was like,
do these things.
You want some rain? All right, I'll give you rain.
You'll know my rain. I'm king.
Let's call Eva. Eva's in Durban. Looks like it's in Durban, Dubai.
Oh, Eva DXB, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she runs Dubai.
Yo, Wagwan, Wagwan, Eva.
Wagwan.
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, man. What's going on in Dubai there, man? Can you hear us, Eva?
Yeah, what time is it in Dubai?
No, it's hello? 2 hours,
right? Yeah, can you hear us?
Time difference. Yeah.
I can hear you. I can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm saying what's going on in Dubai?
I don't know if you guys can hear me.
We can hear you loud and clear. What's going on in Dubai there with the floods?
But Dubai is crazy, underwater.
Yeah, she did say that it affected the reception.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, the floods accepted. Yeah, it's bad. You look like, we can hardly hear you. Hey, Eva. Eva. Yo, okay, we can't hear you, so just send a voice note and then we'll play it on the show. We just want to know what's happening in Dubai with the floods.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, just send us a voice note. We'll play that, all right? Okay, let me send a text.
Jeez.
I wanted to ask her, because remember she said she had a gig for us in Australia last year, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. We're meant to go down under.
Please send... no diddy.
No diddy.
Please send voice note. Okay, she's calling back.
Eva, DXB.
Yo, Eva!
Nah, we're not going to win. It's bad.
Yeah,
nah,
it's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad. I was meant to go out to Dubai, man, for some business thing.
Yeah.
Please send voice note.
Imagine going on a honeymoon or like a very special thing, and then it's floods.
Hey, bro.
The one time you're there, that's horrible. And you've like saved, you've saved up and just you're amped and excited.
But we got a chiller who we met. Remember when we were out in Dubai the last time?
Yeah.
His name is Rufero.
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 Yeah.
So Vendor.
Yeah. So his house got flooded.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he's
got flooded. Yeah,
Spiwe's blesser. Spiwe's blesser, yes. Remember Spiwe had a blesser?
Spiwe.
Oh, flip. For real, dog. Mm. How high are those fucking floods?
I don't know. It's crazy, man. Whose key do you need, bro, Dave? Mikey?
Everybody's.
Oh, everybody's keys. Okay, here's Mikey.
Oh, damn. All right.
It's a party here.
Here's Mikey.
The subscriber you have dialed is not available at present.
Yeah, I'll just move them around and
pick them
nice. Nah,
yes.
Are you guys well?
Yeah, we're good, Bradave.
What's going on, Bradave?
Well, Bradave.
We haven't paid rent for a year, so we're good, man.
Yeah. Actually, we haven't paid rent for a year, so we're
good.
We are really good.
Many years.
Bradave, many years.
By the way, I told Meg I enjoyed what you guys did in Blue.
Wait, speak on the mic. Speak on the mic there, bro. Speak on the mic.
Thank you, man.
Speak on the mic, man. Speak on the mic.
I think you guys are superstars. What you're doing is setting the bar so high that a lot of people will struggle. They'll want to get where you are. And I think they must just leave this to you guys to do.
Mm.
You should dominate it and continue to be superheroes. What you're doing is amazing.
Oh,
it makes me happy. I called Mac. I said, this is beautiful stuff.
Thanks, Brad Davis.
So may you grow and may you continue to be just the team you are, and may the team grow into more people, because all of you are just happy folks, you know?
It's God ordained, man. It's God ordained, man.
Thank you, Brad.
What did you think about, before you go, Brad Dave, what did you think about that pastor who's showing that 14-year-old?
Ah, dude, it's wrong on many levels. I think I think things like this, they
it's probably your age. No, I think you went to school together. So.
No, I didn't. I went to school with a lot of people, but not that pastor. Yeah. my problem with that is it's a common problem that happens across the country. Yeah. And it's only stories like that that make the news. But problems like this happen
especially
everywhere.
The hood, man.
Yes,
yes, they happen everywhere. Yeah. And we're lucky that there's stories like that that make the news, so highlighting the story. But I don't think it changes behavior. It makes anyone who's thinking about it stop what they're doing. Because what happens after they're caught and all of that is not what should happen, you know?
It's not severe enough.
They must be put in jail and be left there to rot.
That's it.
That's not a complicated story, this.
Not complicated.
I think we are quite soft as a country on criminals. And criminals like that must not live in everyday society.
You're right, man. It's a thing of, it's okay until I get caught.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But that applies with pretty much all crimes. But that is a heinous, heinous crime. It's the type that you're not supposed to live with all of us.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Brad Dave.
That's my two cents.
Just to give context to all the chillers that don't know what we're talking about, social media hunts down pastor and want him arrested for dating a high school student.
Man.
A pastor age 40, said to be dating a minor age 16. Then they started when she was 12.
Yeah. Like 14.
Who showed off a new iPhone and lots of money on her social media. Digital investigators have dug out details about the man dating the teenage student, Minente, who showed off the expensive gifts received from a boyfriend on the 4th of the anniversary. Can we get the guy's name, the pastor's name? We need to name and shame him. Yeah. But what did you think, Penduk?
It's disgusting, man, you know? Firstly, accountability, bro. The parents, number one. I mean, okay, let's start with the guy. Right? It's sick, especially someone who's a pastor. You're a leader, fam. You know what I mean? Like, you lead people, you stand in front of people and preach about morals and doing the right things in society. How you even look at a child, you know, who's in school uniform like that, 12, dog. You know what I mean? I think that's sick, and Brad Dave is right. As a country, we're very soft on criminals, bro.
I told you, it's a criminal haven here.
You see, the thing is, there's certain things that will always be there, right? Such as racism, such as pedophiles in their head. But we should have strict laws and rules so that it deters even the racist from being publicly racist. We walk amongst them. Yeah. We sit with them on flights and stuff, right? But it's the arrogance that they have to think they can act it out and say these things and do these things.
Yeah.
So if we had the political will to deal with these fucking criminals, then they wouldn't come out and do these things publicly and openly. And then you got fucking parents. What do you say when your daughter comes with an iPhone 15 or whatever it is, and she's in high school? Like, you as a parent, what do you say? You know what I mean? And it's not like she's from a poor family, like really properly, like proper poor, you know? But it's parents who possibly think it's fine. They also benefiting, and that's allowing that shit to happen. Because there's no ways that parents don't know. I mean, if my daughter comes with an iPhone, there's no way she's on Coca and say anything that I'm going to believe, Wuti. You know, it's not from a man who's older, who's got the means to buy her a phone like that, you know? So also with parents, what the fuck are parents doing? And it's this thing of parents want to be friends with their kids. They don't want a parent anymore. And people are saying, yeah, but abantwana bamanje abamameli, washakwacima. Bro, our parents thought Tina's mameli as well, you know, growing up with the TVs and growing up in a different world from them. That's always going to be a challenge that is there. I don't know. Maybe I don't have all the solutions, but people must just parent as well. Because the parent condone the kind of bullshit. And that's how GBV gets perpetuated, because these kind of relationships are a breeding ground for GBV. Because the guy will say, gining in pendele, gining in fagele ikeiti, gining in fida. So I own you and I'll do whatever. And the family will do what? Look away. Because now they're dependent on this guy for a particular lifestyle. Ekbeni, they weren't even that poor to begin with, like super poor, to the point that they could even do some bullshit like this. And there's no, like, amount of poverty that can justify you pimping your own child, because that's what it is. They're pimping their fucking child.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting, man.
You had your hand up here.
Right now?
The name of the pastor is Ntikelelo Kumanga.
Fuck that nigga.
Ntikelelo Kamanga, ne?
Kamanga, yes.
Kamanga.
Yes.
So what's happening since the story broke? Like, is he getting arrested? What's going on?
Well,
no. No update, nothing.
Happened. My question is, as much as, and the thing is, I wish Bradev was still here, because obviously this is what was always gets said in such instances, that yes, as much as one is being highlighted and has come, like, people know about it, but at the end of the day, this is happening a lot, whether kokasi, whether at home, wherever. What are men doing? If you know someone who's doing this, are people speaking out? Or is it something like, I was born a sinking? We let's know.
That would never happen at the end of the day.
Maybe is she, or maybe is she, the it's the child's fault. So what is the thing amongst men when such things? Are you condemning each other? Because we say it's happening a lot. So where are the other ones? You know, or where are the other ones? Or where are the ones who say, I'm calling out my friend who is doing 1, 2, 3. I know he's dating a child who's still at school, and I'm not agreeing, and I'm just going to expose him.
We need, remember there was that list, the rape list. Yeah, we need a pedophile list.
Yes.
Pastor's list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, I like that. Yes.
And you're right. It happens also because men don't hold one another accountable. Me in my life, I don't know anyone personally, be it in my circle or someone that I know, who's done that, right?
Yeah.
Especially openly. Maybe they have privately.
Yeah.
I do not know. I personally would never allow it to happen, or I would never be okay with it or look the other way.
Yeah.
And I think as men, we need to hold one another accountable more often, because there are guys who probably knew this guy, but also we don't know.
We don't
know. Bamkhuzile or bamkhusanga.
But
if bamkhuzile, kudos to them, but they should have done more as well to make sure the shit doesn't continue.
Did you guys know there's a heroin problem in the country?
There's a drug problem, bro. I didn't know this, like, you know, I don't know which one is hitting the youth more.
Yeah.
But there's a what's heroin, guys? Like, what's the name for heroin? Ndash.
Ndash. Ndash. Ndash.
Yeah. Nyaupe is what? What does what is lit?
What's Nyaupe?
Ndash is cat. Yeah. Just hold the mic there. Guys, why are you acting like you don't take drugs now? All of a sudden.
Yes.
No.
Okay, Spirit, Kulubange cat siyako.
No, Intash is cat. Hey, what do you mean, Neam? Intash is cat. And then there's crystal, meth. And then there's cocaine. Yeah. And then a crystal, meth, and ebayishisayo. In a pipe, a lolly or something like
this. Heroin is the one they... How do you take it? Do you inject?
No. Nah. You can also,
it gets burning a spoon.
Never. Yeah, so...
I had no idea what a heroin problem, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not really too... I know heroin... Is it heroin? It's like one of the most addictive, like...
Yeah.
Apparently, like, you just...
It says, yes, like, Africa has a serious and growing heroin problem. Between 215,000 and 425,000 people were using heroin daily across South Africa in 2020. At the upper limit, this amounts to over 1% of the country's entire adult population. This is according to a study published recently in the Journal of Illicit Economies and Development, which also finds that somewhere between 78,000 to 155,000 kilograms of drugs, heroin to be specific, was consumed that year.
Wow.
Which is a lot.
That's scary, man. Eh?
Who can recall that heavy in drugs?
Who can recall?
Who can recall to explain to us?
Yeah, guys. Do we know someone?
Bongani Fasi,
who's
maybe?
Very open.
We can't call him. Who?
I don't know, man. He's
dabbled in drugs.
So what are we asking him?
What's going on with the heroin stuff?
Dad will say, well, Meg, let me tell you something. Here's the update.
Let me speak to my peers.
Yeah. Hey, bro. It's sick, eh?
Yeah, who can we call?
I don't know anyone, man. Like,
do you have someone we can call?
Drugs like that.
How come you guys have never done heroin, though?
How come you haven't done heroin?
I don't do drugs, period.
Huh?
I don't do drugs, period.
Oh, you're asking them because they do
drugs.
Oh,
you got standards. Oh. Okay, so it's beneath you.
Yes.
Oh, but it's over then. But it's over then.
Fed checker, yes?
Actually, Heron is called Nyaupe. It is Nyaupe.
Oh, is it
Heron? Is Nyaupe. Obviously, yes, Nyaupe is mixed with a lot of other things now.
Yes, it has diluted. It, but yes, Heron is a Nyaupe. Or Nyaupe is an Heron, yes. And I don't know who you should call.
Yeah, dude, come on, give us someone there. There must be someone.
What happened to Wunga? I remember there was Wunga also at some point.
Ishmael? Maybe
Ishmael.
Wunga
yeah.
is Nyaupena.
Yeah, it
Jesus
changes
Christ.
Names,
why so. Does it change the name? But in English, it's just heroin. It remains heroin. It morphs into these different names in different eras.
Yeah, it's
lingo. Wow, that's weird.
Bongani Fasi, I don't have his number.
So yeah, but drugs, man. You go, guys, Ubona. Ubobo.
Bobo, yes. Bobo, who's got Bobo's number? Bobo. Yes.
And ask him how's his recovery coming.
Yes,
along.
Let's call Bobo, yes.
No, man, drugs are a problem. Ubon intwane kasibo intwana, like intwana. Say cookie, late as son. Yo, ubalum cool, and intwana. That thing makes them dry and dark and, oh, bro, it's scary, bro. Can't imagine, like, being alive and seeing your kid. Turn into that. What must hurt as a parent?
Well, you get us the number. Here's Eva. She just sent a voice note. Let's hear. Can you guys hear?
Yeah. Eva from Dubai.
Wagwan, what are you saying? I had to quickly come out the beach club to have a chat and do this voice note. No, so Dubai.
That one.
Yeah, because the accent also, you know.
Wagwan, what are you saying? I had to quickly come out the beach club to have a chat and do this voice note. No, so Dubai. So I've literally been stuck in my house for 3 days. It's been absolutely crazy. You know, the rain that we had was literally like 1 year's of rain in one night. It was absolutely crazy. But the great thing is now everything, all the roads are open. Pretty much everything was shut down for the past few days. Everything's reopened. You've got them pumping out the water. Unfortunately, our drainage system isn't that great. But we okay now.
How's that possible, bro? Because, like, isn't Dubai one of the richest countries in the world?
So what do you mean?
With the drainage system.
Oh, yeah, they had the same problem in Saudi Arabia at some point, and then they also had that kind of issue. So the drainage isn't designed for lots of rain because they don't get lots of rain anyway. Do you get me? So that's why.
Okay.
Yeah, it barely rains the deserts. Yeah, so that's why the drainage isn't designed to handle the kind of rain.
I'm at a beach club. So I'm out of the area that's like a red zone. So I'm just going to chill here. We've got black coffee tonight.
Whoa.
So we're just going to stay until we go to the event. Everything's back on now. So it's all good. When you coming down to Dubai, we're waiting for you. Also, another note that I want to mention is the government have been absolutely amazing. People that houses that have been damaged, you know, they've given them a place to stay.
Wow, of course.
Rescue team have come out to support those that were, you know, that really went through, you know, the pits because of the damages. A few cars are still left behind on the road, especially like, you know.
That as well. Did you see some of the cars that were left on the road? Like nobody stole them or anything like that. They just stayed there. Nobody touched them.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah.
You've probably seen it on social media, all the sports cars. They've just had to leave it on the road. But now everything seems to have cleared up.
I imagine that was this.
Porsche.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what you got for us, man?
So, guys, there was a tweet that was just showing. You remember Boiti had perfume. She had launched perfume. She had a couple of years. Was it a
cosmetics and stuff? Yeah?
Cosmetics, yes.
Yeah.
So, now the tweet showed that basically it seems like the business has failed, and these perfumes which were going for around your 600, 500 rand were being sold at clicks for 60 rand. Basically.
Shame.
It's just
shame.
Like,
yeah, they, you know, that's literally saying we want to get rid of this shit.
Yeah, basically.
And then she actually confirmed. I saw a tweet from her saying, yes, this has happened. My business has failed and there's nothing I can do about it. It is what it is. So we've seen even other, Legao coming as well saying, you know what, it's okay. This does happen because
it does.
Saw what had happened to Drip as well.
And other companies.
Yeah.
Even me, like, you remember the flops that I launched?
Oh, it
I flopped. Still have, yeah, they flopped. Adi Floppy.
Those I still nice
have
flops.
I still have like 2,000 pairs in my garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody Jesus wants them, man.
Mick.
You want them?
Yeah.
But I give you a pay.
We have pays.
Yeah, give them to people who buy tickets for the Live Nation, man.
Nah.
Yeah, if you come to the Live Nation tour, just give them to those people.
Nah.
Because they paid something, so they just get an extra.
Yes, I like that.
Open, you can sell them at like a 50 rand.
Just no, like we tried that. Didn't work. At Sunbed, we tried that. They still didn't want them.
No. Okay, on the
what's the catch, show. Though? You'd assume they'd sell.
I don't know, bro. It's business, bro. You never know. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. It's business.
So, okay, for 60 rand, guys, we're going at the Boiti route.
For 60 rand?
Yeah, 60 rand.
We tried that. I'm telling you, we tried that at Sunbed.
Polukwani, there'll be flops going for 60 rand.
They've already bought tickets. Let them get those as an extra incentive. Mm. It's not like you're giving them away to no one. It's deserving people.
Everyone sizes and stuff. Like now it's going to be like, So rather just have them sit there. Guys, the 60 rand. If there's your size, buy. If there's low size, you see. Because now you have to now align every ticket. What's your size? I think that's just going to be.
How much were they initially?
I got no idea. I forgot, man.
No, we're selling them for 60 rand.
Boiti's price. Yeah.
Boiti's price. Flops are going for 60 rand. Boiti's price.
Yeah. Okay.
We learn from other failures.
Yes. Yeah. What did Lukao say, though?
Oh, it was a whole tweet. Okay, just hold on.
He was telling the story. You know, he launched it, like went into Kitty's Republic trying to sell kids' shoes and stuff. Yeah. That failed, and other ventures that have failed that he was trying to, you know, pump resources into. Pretty much.
They failed. Cool. Zile, why weren't you supporting Lukao at the kitty section?
Zilis, he just stepped in.
Must buy black, chief.
Because it was the 10 to 12 that failed. That was the problem.
I didn't have my size.
Why are you here, dog? What's going on? What's happening?
Oh, by the way, I agree we are going to Limpopo, ne? Yeah. So we're gonna do like promo run. So we want people in Limpopo, and also when in Bloom, I didn't see people my age there. So I want Bantuses to rock in Limpopo. So that's why I'm here.
Oh, I saw social media was having you when we said you're the guest.
You know, that was a sabotage. Who was it? Jason. So I didn't know. You know, Saul. You know that thing when you don't know things, man.
Yeah.
I see a post. I'm like, hey, this post is so nice. I post it.
Yes.
When I check on podcast and. With McG on Instagram.
Yeah.
With all due respect, when people are saying with all due respect, they're about to tell you shit. Do respect us. Yeah. Who's this child down?
Guys, the chillers already know Zile.
Why am I a guest? I can always be a guest every day, huh?
It's not
you can't invite your parents.
No, you know who fucked you up. You know who fucked you up.
No, man.
It's Pops. Pops fucked you up.
Why? What did you do?
Because Pops was not meant to come to the Limpopo Lake.
Yeah.
It was meant to be you as the host. And then Tsitsi as the comedian.
Mm-hmm. But I can be a co-host. I do it every day.
Yeah, so last minute.
Yes, man.
So last minute, Pops is like, he wants to come.
Yeah.
So then they put you as a guest.
Bro, no. No, guys,
no man, get serious, guys.
That was and many more type thing. I was like, when I saw that poster, I called Vanessa. I'm like, Vanessa. I didn't know it was...
Vanessa's
like,
your manager, by the way.
Yeah, she was confused. Both, and now, I call Bala in the morning, I'm petting. And to a point, they're like, no PR, I'm going to comment. Or, hey, guys, I'm not the guest. There's other people you can cook out there, man.
Who's the guest?
The guest? Who's the guest? Some lady, I don't know her. Pleasure, someone. Who's that?
Who's that?
Is she, like, big? She's big in Limpopo?
They'll appreciate her.
Oh, okay.
Step. For weddings.
For weddings. Yes. So they like her.
Yeah.
She does what for weddings?
Step. She teaches people how to do the step.
She sings.
Oh, she sings also.
Oh, okay.
The people from Polokwane approve.
Do they approve?
Yeah, she's approved. Polokwane approved.
Okay. Wow.
Because the difficulty with Limpopo was that it's a long weekend, so the guys we tried to get were all booked. Ah. Like Master KG, King Monada, Shebeshit is not available.
Makadzi.
All of them.
Yeah, artists.
So we had to go to B-list, you know?
When you start looking at weddings, and weddings, and this, between weddings, she'll come to us. Weddings!
And it's a conference hall.
No one is getting married to Limpopo. Oh, she's an A-lister.
She's an A-lister.
Okay. Oh, okay.
She's
okay.
An A-lister. She was the only A-lister available.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Like, J. Cole, I apologize.
Who's ready to J. Cole? Apologize. J. saved himself, right? You heard Cole thingy?
Yeah, Drake. Yes.
With Tupac, AI,
fucking
Tupac,
amazing.
And AI,
what a genius.
So creative.
What a genius.
Hey, bruh.
So before we talk about the new diss, right? The first one, it wasn't AI. Was that him?
No, it was like people were saying it's AI, the push-ups.
Push-ups.
Give me 50. Yeah. People were saying it's AI. And then also Drake hadn't claimed it and stuff, but it's out now. On Spotify.
Where are
it's
we?
Not AI.
It's not AI.
No, it's not AI.
It's him.
Yeah.
Whoa!
He claimed it and dropped it.
Damn.
He put Kendrick's shoe size as the art cover. You know, it says US 7, UK 6, European size. Yeah. He claimed that it's his. It was not AI. The first diss. Now, we're waiting for Kendrick. He hasn't dropped. Whoa. He's dropped the second one. And I feel like he's got, like, a nuke waiting in his arsenal, Utrecht. Because he's so confident and like, yeah, here's the second one. Drop something.
I heard Kendrick Lamar is so short he can't get into amusement park.
Oh, he doesn't fit in that man at Golden City. Remember how there was that man with the statue? That statue, and then you had to, if you fit underneath, you get in for free.
Keep on rapper here. Who's a rapper here?
Spee.
Oh, yeah, shit, I forgot, man.
Yeah, you forgot, bro. What a rapper.
What you think about the new one? The one with Tupac and Snoop Dogg. The new
Nah, bro, I'm not tapped in, yeah? I'm running three steps now, my man.
Come on,
I'm not tapped in.
Brand,
I think it's solid, bro, because you know, he's from the West Coast as well. Kendrick, obviously, Tupac and the likes are his heroes, and now it's a beat. It's like the idea, number one, is amazing, right? Where Tupac and Snoop are like encouraging him, like, yo, what the fuck is going on, man? You know, you the one who's holding the flag for this community, you know, go out there and represent us. Then the beat also sounds like a Dre kind of beat as well. So
beat
I think
insane.
Mentally, I mean, it's a mind fuck, you know? And it's a win for Drake, bro, because it really pressurizes him. Because whatever he had prepared, if he had something recorded, he has to now scrap that and now do something else to address even this new song.
Bro, I think it was genius by Drake, man, because when you listen to that track, he was able to say stuff that if he said it, wouldn't land. For example,
yes,
in the Snoop Dogg verse, he's like, you've never been to jail, you've never killed anybody, you've never whatever. So if
yes.
he says it in his own verse, he can't say that. Because
he's a soft boy, yes.
Exactly.
He's a soft boy from Canada.
So when it comes from like a Snoop AI, it slaps hard.
And for some reason, you believe it's Snoop.
Yeah.
Even though you know Drake wrote this, this is AI, it's not Snoop.
That was genius, bro. I never saw that coming, bro.
It's a checkmate, eh?
It's a checkmate, bro.
Do you think Kendrick can come with something like that can
rapping,
win this thing?
Rapping wise, I think, you know, he's definitely got the buzz, Kendrick Lamar. But I think that song is so good that it will stand the test of the beef. Like, I think we can still listen to that track for more years now. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stand the taste of the beef.
Stand the time. You know what I mean?
The test of time.
Yeah.
It's really just taste the yeah, mama. The taste of the beef. The Norox. It's the taste of the beef. The shebo. Just cool away shebo. The taste of the beef. The Norox.
I'm saying in a year's time, I'll still be listening to that song. It's that dope.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song. And he wasn't like aggressive, he was just like smooth with his delivery. And yo, bro. Bro, I know.
He wanted to smoke, though.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, it's not, bro, this is not 98, 2000 anymore where you guys take months to respond to one another. Believe it or not, attention span of people is very short and things move fast because of social media. Kendrick should have fucking dropped it. We're not waiting for his album that's going to drop for him to address this shit. Like, it's not 2000 and whatever now. Mm. It's 2024, bro. Fucking drop the diss after a week, especially when you start the fight. You know what I mean? Like, when you started and Oaks now come at you, come on, bro. Like,
did you see the bloggers and the podcasts in America? They're having so much fun with this, bro.
They are. Academics.
Yo,
he's like at the sense of
he's
it.
Cooking.
He's put himself in there.
He's cooking.
He's like, should Drake write Kendrick a verse? Because he's struggling to come up with anything. Fuck, dog.
And then another diss dropped. Chris Brown dropped a diss for Quavo.
Quavo.
Did anyone hear that one?
No, I didn't.
You haven't heard that one?
No, I haven't
heard it. I heard a verse.
Yeah.
Like the one painful line is that he sent a shout out to Takeoff and said that everybody felt like when Takeoff died, it should have been Quavo.
Yes. Let me try to find the lyrics.
Yeah, and that. And Quavo fucked Chris Brown's ex after they've broken up, but then Chris Brown confirmed that he was banging Quavo's girl still with her.
My nigga, this is hip-hop.
Them light-skinned niggas are keeping hip-hop alive, bro. They're carrying it on their backs, these light-skinned niggas, eh? Bro, come on, I'm getting dusted by Chris Brown, bro.
Okay, I need the lyrics, man. I want to find the lyrics to this thing.
Chris Brown.
And I don't think these kids are built like that, Quavo and them, like dissing and stuff. Why would you even like be involved in beef if lyrically you don't have the ability to defend yourself in a feud like that? I just don't get it.
Ah, these names are soft.
Yeah, then why engage in beefs? Do you get me? Like, you're not built like that. You're not meant for that. Leave it to Kendrick and Drake and Pusha T.
Hey, Zila, why are you niggas so soft, man? You niggas are soft, bro. Why are you niggas so soft? Give him the mic, dude. Why are you niggas so soft?
Yeah, man. Bro? You guys are...
This generation is weird, man.
Yeah.
I'm soft because people catch feelings, man. Like...
What? What?
No, people catch feelings, bruh. Yeah. Now, if I go at you, Saul, now, right now, if you are in my... what Zile said, what. And guys, I feel like one place we need to allow people to be vague as possible is hip-hop. I feel like with hip-hop, this you guys were talking about, the Drake one.
Yeah.
Bro, this guy said to Metro, shut your whole ass, what.
Yeah.
And do some drums. And he posted an AI whereby...
They're doing drums.
Yeah, he was doing drums. And I feel like with us, because it's you speak about someone, when they see you at groove, they're like, hey, I'm fine. And I feel like we are emotional.
But it's entertainment, dog.
No, people don't see it like that, Mac. People don't see that. Now, I was off a ride, I'm off a seat. And it's hard, man.
You missed out in Bloom. So Zile was talking about an artist that he likes.
Yeah.
That doesn't want to come on their show, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, Poison. They fuck with you, they fuck with me. We're burying this nigga on Monday.
Yeah, it's
a funeral.
Yeah.
Yo, Azile not catching feelings.
Who doesn't want to come? Who doesn't want to come to your podcast, man?
Nah, I don't want to mention his name because he's gonna have
me. It's okay.
So talk. I'm like, who else? Give me a list.
Give us the list. Was I not bringing the name?
Yeah,
Zile was crying.
Bro, and it became a big thing where Zile approached dude. He's like, dude, please, they mustn't do that on Monday.
Oh, shame.
Otherwise, because you know Zile is in the industry and he doesn't want to piss off anybody.
He's clean.
He still wants them to book them for gigs.
Yes,
we don't care.
You don't care.
Fuck.
You're like, I'm ready. Give me the car.
You will do this with no money. It's fine.
Oh, man.
So eventually I had to say the next morning, no, Zile's playing. We're joking.
Shame, bro.
Oh, gosh. My thing is, how come this shit doesn't happen with Piano?
Beef?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because we know niggas that are fucking other girls' niggas and stuff like that.
You know them?
Yeah.
I don't know them.
Zile.
You know them? You know them?
No. So, guys, Ama Piano has become a very huge thing. You guys don't know.
Mm.
To a point where every time something becomes huge, beef develops.
Mm.
So today I was talking to one of my bros. They were talking smack about him.
Yeah.
So he was even showing like plagues. He's like, I even called him. I even did a VN. I'm laughing. He's like,
give us names.
Musa. I don't know
Musa
who.
Keys.
Yeah.
Musa Keys. Okay.
Yeah, people, I think they pissed him off. Guys, that guy is a superstar.
Musa Keys.
Yeah, like from scratch. He did everything. Like from high, Udi Lady. Now he has to show plagues, what. It's like, guys, whatever you do, don't speak about shit about me. Mm. And that's why you realize or piano is becoming a huge thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's want like, a violin.
Yeah, he's like, no, guys. Guys, don't speak. I have plaques in my garage. Oof. And I did a video, I showed him plaques, but it was like posters. And I don't have flags, eh?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, city plague. But all I'm saying is that now it's becoming a huge thing whereby people validate themselves and to a point where, guys, we didn't just do this like for fun. We work.
So who's beefing with who now?
I don't know. I just saw that video only. It made me laugh. I was like, that was the...
Who was he addressing?
I don't know. That's my chat. But I know that message was not for me and it was for you. It was for someone. And that person got the message. I won't lie. I don't know who. I genuinely don't know who, but I just like the fact that he addressed it.
But do you agree there's camps, though, in piano?
What's camps?
Camps, like there's people that work with each other, cliques.
Oh, definitely, man.
No, of course, man. That's...
Well, what are the cliques? What are the camps?
No. I still not piano artist.
Let's dissect it. So I think there's a Puri camp, obviously.
Definitely. Yeah,
so that's Dali Wong.
Young Money, what's Young Gang Music? What's Puri's thingy?
New Money Gang.
Yeah, there's that camp, and it's affiliated, obviously, with Piano Hub and everybody else under
that's
it.
That's camp number one.
That's camp, probably the biggest camp in piano.
Then there's the Jazzik camp.
Yeah, Black is Brown camp.
Yes.
Right? Because remember, there was the Jazzik Disciples camp, and then they split up, and then guys went with Jazzik, a lot of them. Your Bastas, Lady Do,
Maroto,
everybody, in fact, yeah. From Msibin's way to sort of, you know, went to that camp, and no one went with Josiah.
So, and then which other camp is there? Is who? PSL Kimang? Oh, Focalistic, yes. He's got his own camp, ne? Focalistic.
Who's Ivan Koza there at PSL? Drop that. That has to be the Iron Duke. Focalistic is the Ivan Koza.
So in that camp is Focalistic?
Yeah, Chico.
Chico, yeah.
Chico, yeah.
Hey, those boys have swag, bro.
Yeah.
Ah,
those boys.
Bobby Cooper. Of course. She's loving the crew, that one.
Of course. Then there's the Devon Goko camp as well, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Devon Goko has got about TNK.
Stomp.
I know Steaks also was there, still probably is, but he's rolling now with Kelvin Momo as well.
Ah, Kelvin Momo is a coach. He's on his own.
Yeah, Momo's camp.
Momo is a coach.
It's him and Bawano. Taking the world by storm. Just one man camp and Bawano, that's it, you know?
Yes.
Steaks is also there as well, but he came via, I think, the about Devon Goko and them, because I know there was lots of work he'd done with them as well. And that's pretty much the big camp.
And then the rest is many more.
Uncle Waffles, she's
on
like,
her own. That
on her own, yeah. Then you'll find people on there who float, man, like Gosaza now is open to work with
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
Which one is that one?
That's Abo Mtudis. Mtudi, musical chef.
Yes. Mchelik.
Yeah. Ace of Spades as well.
Guys,
right?
We need violence, guys. Imagine.
Huh?
Imagine.
Waffles are rap academy. Zingumalo.
Grab a mic there, man.
Yeah, you've got the goods, bro. Yeah. These camps, man. Hey. Camp master.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, I was saying there's also like Rap Academy, the Creative Corner one. Shakes and Les.
Shakes and Les are cooking right now.
Yeah, Zingumalo, Waffles and them. They're the same camp as well.
Melo and Sleazy are in which camp?
Melo and Sleazy. They roll with PSL.
Yeah, so Pintori and PSL vibes.
Yeah. They roll with PSL mostly.
Mostly,
yeah.
And then Sol Pinduka, which camp?
Podcast and chill!
Podcast
and chill!
With my guys! Zile!
You know,
DJ Mini.
You see, yeah, the weirdos in the corner there that no one wants to play with. It's this one in the playground no one wants to play with, yeah.
Ah, but guys, come on, give us some action. Yeah, no, man.
You won't try. It's going to be there, though. It'll come, man, you know, naturally.
They're too kumbaya, dog. They're too kumbaya. They're too, hey, I don't want to piss off anybody. I still want a feature. Wada. We need violence.
We love violence.
We need violence. Hey, you don't think Jessica Child like Josiah's woman or something ever? You don't think? Like, I'm just asking, you know? You don't think that happened?
Yeah, there was that awkward thing between them, wasn't there? Wasn't Msimbi's weight over like Msimbi's weight was a dissy over some spices a kind of vibe, right? Addressing someone. Yeah, Msimbi's weight had.
And that's still one of the hardest piano songs of all time.
Yeah. That period was magical, bro.
So you niggas need to fuck each other's girls. You know, we need some of that energy.
Aye.
We need that energy. Hey, Rocco's lady, what you got for us, man?
Do you still want to know what Lekau said?
Yes, please.
Okay. So he tweeted, what happened here? It was, dear boy, I've had it. No, I've already spoken about it.
Yeah.
Like, what exactly?
You just have to read. It's very
simple.
Because
the time you went out.
You
said context. Okay, no. Listen. Yeah. Hold on. It's a dear boy, Tine. Like everyone else, I saw the posts and articles. And like most entrepreneurs, I know exactly how and what failure looks like. A failed strategy, a failed business, a failed product doesn't make a failure of a human being. When we develop products, we have certain percentages we expect to get from them, either good or bad. And we have follow-up products lined up should one not do well, which makes entrepreneurship and especially product building on an ongoing process.
We understand.
No. It will never be the finish line. When I saw your short Instagram response, I got very inspired. Here's why. In 2019, I started Drip. 2 years later, we opened 25 stores. We have since closed some of the stores. We have moved some of the better trading positions at the malls. We further invested in the group, the Drip Group, to build a house of brands where the Drip and other brands like Domain Jeans and Kiddies Republic sit. We have to liquidate Kiddies for almost some reasons, and it didn't work out, which further proves that entrepreneurship is all about movement. At the center of the movement is failure. The probabilities are there. Remember, 9 out of 10 startups fail and 38% of startups fail because they run out of cash. 35% of startups fail because there's no market need for them. By year 5, 50% of all startups will have failed. Mm. These stats are not there to make us sleep well at night, but they are there to make us solution-driven and keep us on our toes. Boy, you are doing well. I applaud you for having started and being positive. Please never give up and keep going. This is exactly what entrepreneurship is about. There's always a silver lining. Well,
it sounds like he wants bums there.
That's all you took from that.
If only there was a podcast, she could come on and push your product. Yeah.
If only there was a podcast, she would agree to come to.
We wouldn't be in this mess.
We wouldn't be in this mess. But anyway,
Siatula.
Siatula. Yeah, as we learned from you, that's what you did.
Yeah, anyway, what else you got, Ghost Lady?
I remember your friend, Fidelis.
Yes, Fidelis.
Yes, the fraudster.
The KPMG bursary guy.
Mm.
Who stole money for bursaries, meant for kids, 16 million.
Yep.
So during the bail hearing application, the state revealed an undisclosed number of Moema's ex-girlfriends, right? Who have turned state witnesses against him. The state said Moema used their names and identities to launder money allegedly that he stole from KPMG. So what this thing for me, what I'm suspecting is that he was probably dating girls from the university. Was it not that?
No. Remember I told you I know the guy.
Yes.
Because Naledi's best friend, they were dating. She's not from varsity. No.
Oh.
She turned out one of the state witnesses?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to her in a while. She was one of the ex-girlfriends. Yeah.
Ex.
Yeah. So I don't know if she partook in this. So
they're just saving their skins, man. That's all they're doing, bro.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound like they knew what he was doing.
Even if they did, it's baddies, bro. They will turn on you. You know what I mean? They turn on you when the money...
Oh, now lady's friend is not a baddie, man.
Oh,
The ones who've turned state witness.
Oh, the other ones. Okay.
Yeah. It's baddies, bro. You can't expect that kind of loyalty from baddies also. You know what I mean? Because they are attracted to the situation by the picture. Mm. You know what I mean? Now the picture has turned totally ugly. They're not going to stick around.
I was at the pharmacy yesterday, né? And there was a guy in front of me. I overheard them. They were talking about how, I don't know how true this is, né? But allegedly this KPMG thing, né? It's like, it's normal. It's a normal practice in the company. It's just that he got greedy and did too much.
KPMG is always in trouble. Even abroad, there was a story now of some foul shit happening. It seems like it could possibly be the culture, you know, within the company. Maybe lack of leadership. I don't know what's up. But yeah, I did hear of a story. Please check their story, KPMG abroad. They were in trouble last week for something as well. So they're saying that the theft of money is normal,
it's a normal practice there, you know.
Imagine a whole auditing company that needs to make sure there's integrity within books of companies. Mm. So what a world we're living in, right?
Yeah.
No
fact checker.
There's also an article that was published in 2020 by the Daily Maverick regarding the corruption and fraudulent crimes.
Yeah, that's when they then put a black woman afterwards, when the guy, the CEO left, and then they put a black CEO to clean up, which is what a lot of these corporates like doing. Put a black face there because now the name of the company has been dented. Yeah, but there's a story abroad that happened like last week. Just Google KPMG and search news in Google. You know, you can like search the news article. You'll find the story as well.
And speaking of scammers, there's a guy, I don't know what the fuck this guy's doing, in Joburg, CBD. Mm-hmm. He's got posters out saying Chiller's Punch is hiring people.
I saw that. Someone asked me about, hey, my daughter.
Hey, dude.
Guys.
Fucking scammers, bro.
And you know what's sad, right? Some people don't even watch the show or don't know that, you know, they maybe know Chiller's Punch, but don't know it's like a podcast product. So they can't come and watch it to verify if it's true or not. And then they fall prey to the scammers.
So he's asking for people's CVs in different provinces.
What?
I don't know what that scam is about, but please, man, disclaimer to all the chillers out there, whatever we do, we'll always announce on the podcast.
Yeah.
So if we don't announce it here, it's a scam. It's a fidelis. It's a
boy. It's a boema.
Not a boy.
It's a state witness.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
When are you a scam for listening to other people's stories and other people's... Why are you in the queue at the pharmacy listening to people?
You're a scam. You're a sick man. What are you doing at the pharmacy? How sick of him?
You're a sick
man. Gossiping at the pharmacy. Eavesdropping at the pharmacy. How sick of you, man?
Who are these
scammers? So look out for that scammer, man.
Yeah, guys, don't fall.
Anything else you want to talk about, Penduka?
Bro, AI thingy. WhatsApp is going to have an AI thing now. I can't wait, man. We're living in interesting times.
It already has.
Doesn't.
It's
there. The chatbot already.
Yes.
Mine doesn't.
You must upgrade.
This is trying it out.
You must upgrade.
How does it work?
It's just here, man. Ask Meta.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn,
but
bro.
It's annoying. It feels like forced, bro.
Why do I feel like it upgraded itself on mine? Because I never upgraded. Yeah. Oh, so it did. Yeah. So why are you stubborn, Lapaksol?
Hey, Angas.
So where did you get your iPhone?
I got it from Mohammed.
So ask Mohammed.
But I'm not a fan of it. Are you a fan of it?
No,
I haven't tried it out. I can't wait.
Dog, I don't see the point
of this,
man.
I'm so excited for it.
Like, it's so
it what feels... is it supposed to do?
So it's supposed to be like ChatGPT, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like just ask it anything and stuff, and apparently can create images and stuff. Yeah, pretty much.
I saw Lupari. He asked who's Meg.
I'm gonna say it's you. I'm reading your messages, fucker. It is you.
I'm not familiar with Meg G. Could you be referring to Meg G, South African musician, Meg G, gamer and streamer, an acronym for a company, a nickname or a username?
Meg G, gamer and streamer.
Amen.
Gay man.
Gay man streamer.
Gay man streamer. No.
Gamer.
Oh, gay man streamer.
Gamer.
You sound like a gay man streamer.
No, gamer.
Oh.
Let's try who's Saul Penduka.
Diddy.
Ah, boy. It's the
who's Saul Penduka. God forbid we ask who's Simpiwe.
Oh.
You mean that vlogger?
No, you mean the DJ.
The blowjob. Ah.
Saul Penduka, born Solomzi, Tandu Ubuntu, Penduka.
Yo.
Is that
Saul?
AI recognized, boy.
He's a South African radio personality, DJ, and podcaster.
AI recognized, boy.
He is known for his work in the following genres: deep house, electro house, tribal house, Afro beats, new jazz.
That's him.
Afro dub. And Durban July.
You find it fun, and never that. Bro, there's a dude, Marcus Yost, I'm telling you, is alive somewhere. Sure. Did you hear the story of the billionaire?
Yes.
The American German billionaire was found in Russia. 6 years ago, he went on a hiking thingy and then disappeared, declared dead after a few weeks. Found in Russia with a side chick living his best life.
But we all knew that, man.
Well, yeah, we do. Let's be honest, we do, bro. Kevin Watson, we do, bro.
But if we know, how do they get away with it?
Money, you pay. It's South Africa, bro. You pay off someone. It's that simple. Mm. Cold drink here, cold drink there, you're fine.
And yeah, you'll be surprised of how cheap it is. Not necessarily cheap, but I'm like...
I don't think cheap, man. These are
something like
billionaires.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it could be like R1 million. You can be able, with R1 million, just be able to disappear.
Of course.
And then a poor Fidelis is feeling the wrath, bro, with a mere 60 million.
Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah.
Mm. Nah, but Fidelis must fetch the music, bro. You did it.
I hear he's out on bail.
Yeah, I think because he handed himself
50,
in, remember?
50,000.
50 grand. He handed himself in as well. So I think that also counts for something. Because I wasn't like trying to run.
Sadly, before we go, man, Stay Clinical is shutting down, dog.
Sad. But when was the last time you went to Stay Clinical?
The Black Coffee premiere.
That was last year this time. Something like that.
Shit, yeah.
And you were forced.
Yeah.
It was an appearance. That was an appearance.
You don't give your kids that experience? Your son, maybe?
Nah.
Is it?
We're just watching the TV, man.
There's Netflix for that.
So less than 2 years after exiting Business Rescue, SA's largest movie exhibitor, Stay Clinical, reported to be said to retrench nearly a quarter of its staff and close up to 9 cinemas in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Western Cape, as it battles with a drop in attendance. Yeah, they need us, man. We need to do another. for a send-off.
Death, eh?
Yeah, let's do a send-off for them. Let's replay the Black Coffee one.
Replay.
But now when they did it to themselves, man, like the thing is, popcorn's like when you go, like, you're gonna budget to like $800 just for
For two people
experiences. Yeah, myself and my daughter. So my daughter likes going, you know, to the movies. Look, we can watch the stuff at home, but the whole experience, you know, it's dark, seats, popcorn, I think it's really great for a kid. But the snacks are ridiculous. Yeah. And also, they haven't changed things up. They haven't done anything. You know what I mean? Like, there's always Champions League and stuff. You have to really convince people with something enticing and special to come out of their houses to go to watch a big screen. Mm. It's sad, man.
What's the funny ghost lady? What's the funny?
Zilli said, we can't pay that much for finger fucking in this room.
So you can't pay that much for
finger fucking.
Hey, we used to do that on first dates. Remember, first dates, high school. Man, the movies used to be great.
Good times,
bro. Remember, first dates. Alright, sex scene. It's a cue. It's a cue. Get your side. Hey, the finger fucking.
It's like just hand jobs, Jay. That's what people are doing.
Yo. Popcorn and finger foods, man. That was a snack.
What was your first stint? What was your stint, Ghost Lady, your first stint?
No, I never did.
Everyone did.
I never went to dates. And I was never taken on a date to Stay Clinical.
For real? First dates, it's always the movies, food, and whatever, man. Yeah. You know, it's like the standard.
Yeah, and people would kiss. I'd see people kissing, you know.
So Mnaga never walked in at Kandislalani.
No, Mnaga, first date.
No, he never took me.
He'd rather buy Scorp than go to a cinema. He'd rather buy a scarf from the cinema.
She's laughing, but she doesn't get it.
No, she doesn't.
She
does.
Why? Buy a scarf. Buy it to my move. Why is it you joke?
I'm Satan.
All right, let's make some announcements, man. We're going to send a massive shout out to Umpo Pops and Tsitsi for their wins at the Savannah Comic Choice Awards.
Family, it's the skits, bro.
Pops won Best Comedian of the Year and Tsitsi won Best Festival or Show for his Bioscope Sundays.
Snacks. Screw the cinema.
Also, mark your calendars for the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. It's happening on the 3rd of May and the 4th of May at the CTICC. This year features an incredible lineup, and I must say so. This is an incredible lineup. Oh, man. These are legends. Legends.
Who's this?
We've got Matt Bianco. Do you know him, Fed Chick? Google him. We've got Benjamin Jefta. We've got Dali Wonga. Yeah.
Dali Wonga?
Yeah.
I'm a piano?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes.
We got Ami Faku.
Oh, wow.
We got a guy, A. His name is Meg G.
Unamanga. Unamanga.
Serious?
Yeah.
You're
there?
Yeah.
For real, shut up, bro.
Yeah. I wasn't busy that night, so I'm like, it's cool.
Shut up, man. Shut up. Does it coincide with our Cape Town trip? No.
Yeah, so Cape Town went Friday, the 3rd of May, and then I'm going to go to the Jazz Festival on the 4th.
We'll all be
shout
there,
out.
Right?
Beautiful.
Yeah, the whole team,
See you at the jazz.
See, why are you clapping? No kids allowed, my man. This is jazz.
Get jazz. Get jazz. 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 Not jazzy. Jazz. He's going to have me, you know, Zile. Hey, Zile.
So don't miss South Africa's premier jazz event. Tickets are now on sale, starting at $950 per day and $1,500 for a weekend pass. Visit CapeTownJazzFest.com for more details and grab your tickets now. See you there. Alrighty, what else? Hey, did you see Cape Town, bro? They're complaining, eh? They want another date, bro.
Cape Town.
Yeah, bro, because it's sold out, right?
Yeah, it's sold out like fast at Cape Town by Shesha, bro.
Yeah.
Let's give it to them. Is it possible?
No, we couldn't because we tried to get another date at that theater, the same theater. We couldn't. Like, the only date that's available is in July.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so, hey, man, it's unfortunate, but the love in Cape Town is amazing.
Shut up, man.
We appreciate you guys. They're even selling tickets in the black market, bro.
Yeah.
Wait, also, people are reselling their tickets at a high price.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
It's insane, bro. It's insane.
They want like double price.
Yeah, of course. It's like, entrepreneurship.
So Cape Town's going to be amazing, man.
Dude.
But the next stop for the Live Nation tour is Limpopo. Polokwane, we are coming this weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend.
But I feel like these tours are for the crew, bro. They have the most fun, bro.
Yeah, they have the most fun, man.
They have the most fun,
bro.
Did you see they made the most noise when we said we come into Limpopo?
Of course. It's not about the glad one in. To keep up.
So we're out there on the 27th of April at Merupa Casino in Polokwane. And here's what you can expect. Tsitsi will be the comedian.
Yes.
Award-winning Tsitsi.
Yeah, I like that, my dog. Yeah.
Recognize Tsitsi, man.
Pleasure Yamanyalo will be our guest.
Cha Manyalo.
Will be our guest.
Bedi.
Award-winning Umpo Pops will be our host.
Igaya Award. You don't have an award. Zile got award, man. You don't have an award, Zile. 2000 award.
You're a YouTube black creator.
Yes.
I have an award. I have an award. Best newcomer host from Bala.
That's the one that matters.
Yes.
Butter's our CEO, by the way, for those who don't know. So Umpo Pops and Zile will be our hosts, and we've got a surprise live performance. Even I don't even know. Dude, you know?
Surprise.
You know?
Is it going to be?
Is this a big good?
Genre?
What's the genre?
No, like the big artists in Limpopo.
They're all booked.
No, but we have like, you know, levels, right? I don't want to be weird. Oh, my God.
Wow, I can't wait to see this one.
Yeah, but we're going to have a great, amazing artist from Limpopo.
Oh, wow. Great. Shout out. Yeah. Shout out, Makazi.
Okay. So don't miss out. Secure tickets right now on Quicket. Check the link in the description below to get yours before they are gone.
Yo.
And guess what, Saul? Due to popular demand, we've added another show in Mpumalanga. Yes.
Oh, wow, for real, man. Shout out,
15th of June, we're out in Nelspruit at the M-Notweni Casino. So the guys that booked us for this one, right, they came to Bloom. They were so impressed with Bloom. They're like, you guys got to come. So Jason did the things. 15th June, we're out there. Yes.
15th June.
Yeah. Just before Youth Day.
Ah, okay, brilliant.
Zakat.
Beautiful.
Get your tickets now at Quicket, because tickets are limited and you don't have a Cape Town situation.
Yeah.
And then lastly, we're going to visit the US from the 22nd of June. We land at Chisanyama in New Jersey, Chisanyama, yeah? And then 28th of June, we're out at DMV, Crossroads 2. That's where the place is at.
All right.
And then 3rd July, we're out at Dallas in Texas for Rockwood. And then 4th of July, we're out at Atlanta at the Factory. And then also, we're going to be at the BT Awards as well.
Oh,
yes. And then lastly, just to mention, like I mentioned last week, we've got a promotion going on at Boxer for Grandeur. It's at $259.99 until the 30th of April. So run to your nearest Boxer in Gauteng, only in Gauteng.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, to get yourself Grandeur at a discount. Beautiful. Yeah, that's about it from my side. Go
slay. Beautiful. Ah, no, guys, that's it.
Yeah.
See you on the road, Penduka, man. See you on the road. See you on the road.
In
Bulukwane. Yeah. Bulukwane, right? Next stop. See you on the road, man.
How do you ask Lali Kana?
Yeah.
They told me.
How do you ask it?
Lalatswana.
But we got to say the vendor as well, guys. Limpopo is my hometown, guys. Where's the vendor-ness?
But Bulukwane is Bulukwane.
No.
Bulukwane,
you tell us how.
But Bulukwane is mostly Penny more.
Yeah, but there's vendors there.
There's vendors also.
Yeah.
Okay, you tell us. What's it in vendor? Tell us the vendor.
You know, man.
The vendor version.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
No, the thing is with vendors, we don't like to speak too much. We act. Guys are talking too much.
And the tongas as well. There's Giani, guys.
Giani.
Oh, also Tonga. Yes. Yeah, you got a Tonga. It's also.
Let's call Pearl Mudiadi. She's Tonga. And ask her.
Does she speak Tonga? I've never heard Pearl speaking Tonga. Not that I've chilled with Pearl enough.
Or Tuso. Or Tuso.
Tuso? Tuso's Mosantau. He's like Tuana.
No, not Tuso.
Tuso's Tuana.
Oh.
He's Mosantau.
I don't think I have Pearl's new number. I've got the old YFM number.
Yeah. Who's stronger that I know?
Who's stronger?
Rizin definitely can speak Tonga. Rizin. I mean, he sings in Tonga there. That song, right? On
Yo, bro, what does he say? On Imitandos, what's he doing?
I think Yaitolika futhi. What's up, Pumelela? Yaitolika, he sings it in Zulu as well, right? Hold on, we're going to succeed. Just hold on, we're going to like be... Bambelela, hold on, we're going to succeed. We're going to win, just hold on.
Wow, no. Rizin is amazing, yeah?
Yes, this is a la kind.
The number you have dialed does not exist.
He's not
picking up.
No, the number I have doesn't exist. He always changes numbers, Reason. Man.
For real?
He's got a new one, eh?
Oh my God. Okay, Reason is one of those people who change numbers. I don't get people who just change numbers.
The new number.
Yeah, give us the new number, dude.
No, man. Oh, Nkosi. Let me see if I have.
Yes, I am.
I definitely should. I remember Reason texting me from a number.
Yo.
Seven.
Oh no. Yeah, no, those are the only numbers I have to reason.
Hold on, man. I think I do.
Bro, I remember the first time I heard Imitandazo. I was driving back from Limpopo, going past Kranskop. And Kabza's album was releasing midnight. So there was a mix that he did.
His number. Sizwe.
There was a mix that he did.
Who?
Kabza. I was listening to the mix and then I heard Imitandazo. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's like, my goodness.
Kabza owes us Vugani, man. Kabza needs to drop Vugani.
No, this is the one I called. I have this one.
Oh, this is... Hey, what reason?
Bro, this... sent you two numbers.
Look at this. This was in May. This is in May last year, saying new number. It's a span. It's an old number now.
Yeah, okay, here's a new one. This one I don't have. Dude, how do you have this number?
How fast, dude?
Do.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Do.
Is it this one?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, I've got
the
it.
072-5991.
Yeah.
73.
Ha! Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's the one. I've got it. Yeah?
Okay, I need to save it.
Ubonile.
Do you think Reason gets his flowers, bro?
You know, he doesn't.
From Do It Like I Can, he's still relevant to some extent.
Yeah. He's like, a lot of people have fallen off. He's still there. Mm. He's still here. Nah, he doesn't.
I mean, that Imitandos is a master. That's like one of the greatest piano songs ever.
And they even drag, like they clown him for that.
What?
Because he's not like the... Because people, you know, remember, so Black Coffee played Imitandos, I think, at Major League Gardens,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So Reason was there. And people were like, why is Reason fanning out like this? And people were like, no, he's on the song. They were like, oh, we didn't know. Then they clowned him. For real, they were clowning him, yeah. Man, he doesn't get his flowers. We don't appreciate Reason enough.
No, we don't.
Like, for real, bro. Caesar.
Alakan. Ah, it's going in.
Ah, thank goodness. Alakan.
He's got every a different number for each persona. he's not answering. That is not answering. So we'll have to find out there.
Yeah, we'll find out there. Well, there'll be a tonga like in a crowd.
Let me ask my mom. Let me ask my mom in Venda, Ilikwan.
Ask your mom.
Yeah. Wow, bro.
Ask your mom. My mom would know.
Bako Ikota.
I think indeed.
What's his old Kota, bro? I think.
Yeah, Nanzuana. You know, that sounds like Walikana.
What's Shilo Shawg Nanzika?
Hello.
Hey, Ndangi.
Yes,
you live on Podcast and Chill. Salt Pet Lucas here, Ghost Lady is here.
Yo. don't do this to me again.
No, relax. It's a simple question. We have one question for you. It's very simple. Yeah, Penduka has a question for you.
I can't ask your mom. Come on, bro. Get out of here, bro. Mama, your son. Your son will ask you this one. Can't ask your mom that, bro. Come on, what is this?
Emma.
Yes.
So you're a chiller. We've been going around the country asking. We started in KZN. We asked them,
Iya Kotwana.
Right. Which I'm sure you know what it means, ne?
Yeah.
No, let me be sure that I understand what you mean. What is the meaning of that? Iya Kotwana.
Do we lick it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kotwana.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to Bloom.
Yeah.
And we asked Lailikana.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
so Zino Rukwe Venda. Ngaba Venda Ributsani equation.
Yeah,
all right, thank you, man. Love you.
So you're all right.
Yeah, Nanziwana.
We are coming, Polokwane.
We are coming,
We've
man.
Good question.
Podcast and chill. We are here. Boom.
Bye. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.